annual appointments, and that is something of importance. And so I would submit that, given the information that we have before us, there's not enough to make a case of probable cause as to Mr. Clinton's.
I think there's almost enough to find him. We'll find probable cause well beyond the standard, Your Honor. I mean, here we have a cooperator who said that he was being hired and paid by Mr. Quaintance. You have Mr. Quaintance saying he has the right to possess, he has the right to transport, and he has the right to use, and that the marijuana was for distribution, as it was said by Mr. Krippner, sold to others to support the church.
Here's my concern, Mr. Martinez. There was no testimony as to why the vehicle that Mr. Quaintance was a passenger in was stopped.
It's not relevant, Your Honor. That's, okay. That's not a relevant
issue. Is that not an issue, Mr. Robert?
No, it really, that's a suppression issue, and okay. We'll get to that at the appropriate time. And typically in these situations, it's not.
It's just a problem cause. Okay. I'm not sure I understand, I guess, the significance of him not being a driver. He was identified as someone that Mr. Krippner knew, and Mr. Krippner identified Mr. Quaintance as being the person who sort of hired Mr. Krippner to transport the marijuana that was found in Mr. Krippner's vehicle. Mr. Krippner stated that he was a member of the church, the same church that Mr. Quaintance admitted he was a member of. Mr. Krippner apparently joined the church for perhaps a different reason than one would expect. He claims to have joined the church so that he could legally smoke or use marijuana. And Mr. Quaintance admitted, while he didn't admit that the marijuana in Mr. Krippner's vehicle was belonging to him or to the church, he certainly corroborated that the church did use marijuana in their ceremony or their ritual, or that it was their sacrament for their church. So there is a connection there and a nexus there. The fact that there was an identical walkie-talkie or communication device in each vehicle set to the same station, which would allow communication between the two vehicles, connects the two vehicles. And given the statements that Mr. Krippner made, that he was told to pick up a vehicle, pick up the load of marijuana, and take it to the trailer where Mr. Krippner claims is sort of the church facilities, I think all of that in combination is sufficient to find probable cause and to move this case forward. Now, you have a pending motion for immediate release. However, it raises issues that probably should best be decided by an Article III judge. So as soon as the government responds to that motion, and I think it's 14 days, and I'm not sure how they received a copy of it, we'll get that set up before, I guess we don't have a judge assigned yet.
It wouldn't have been done yet. The government was provided with a copy of what was filed. What was filed was something that was prepared by somebody else. I'm working on my own submission.
Okay.
And we'll be addressing all these issues, either pre-indictment or post-indictment. And at some point, a district judge will be assigned to address the motions.
Okay. Let's talk about detention then, because I've found probable cause now.
Your Honor, this is a little bit circular and pretty troublesome, because what we've got here is a situation in which this man, who by all other standards would be eminently bondable, he has some, he's got a DWI in 71 and a DWI in 74, and 22 years ago, he spent 7 days in jail and did 6 months community service for a marijuana offense. That's the last time Mr. Quaintance made the acquaintance of law enforcement. And so here's a person who would, like again, by any other standard, be bondable, probably unsecured. But what's holding us back here is his religious practice. And it's funny because just in the few days that I've been involved in this case, I've encountered the scorn with which people treat the notion that somebody can have a religious practice in which marijuana is a part. And so I, as, and I'm sure not anywhere near as well as